The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
FM 89.9, good evening. You're tuned into the Muddy Confluence, and kicking off the show, that was some new music from the return of MGMT and the track When You Die, their first piece of new music since 2013's self-titled release. The new album's called Little Dark Age, and it's definitely worth the wait. Released just this February, and an album that sees them going back to their earthy roots. I'm loving it. Hey, my name's Daryl Ong, and tonight on the Muddy Confluence, we have a bunch of music, including Australian rockers Gold Class, and then a dreamy one from Always, also the latest from Pavement, Stephen Malkmus and the Jigs, and among many more, ending off with a classic from Broken Social Scene, so do stick around. Right, the next track is also a new one from an old band, psych rock greats Date Meadow, being that old band, a band who turned 20 this year. They celebrated it with an 8th studio album, The Nothing They Need, and here's a great track that'll bring you back to the 90s era of rock. Here's Date Meadow and the track Nobody Home. Muddy Confluence, PFM 89.9.
Thank you.
89.9, that was Australian post-punkers Gold Class. They're from Melbourne to be exact, and that was the track Get Yours, taken off their sophomore album Drum. A great one, an album full of slick guitar riffs and engaging lyrics. I mean, if this kind of music is your cup of tea, do go check the whole album out, you won't regret it. You're tuned into the Muddy Confluence, still to come dreamy tracks from the likes of Mile High Club, Always, and Japanese Breakfast. Do stick around, my name's Daryl Ong, this is PFM 89.9.
Bluff Free Medium, PFM 89.9.
So
BFM 89.9, you're back on the Muddy Confluence, and that was Side Pop Band Mile High Club and the track Tessellation, taken from the groovy album Skip Tracing, released in 2016. Mile High Club, they'll be making their way to outside of the globe later this month. Not playing KL, but they're playing Jakarta at the Whitelands Festival. I'm extremely jealous, but you know, some info just in case you're in the area or if you'd like to plan a short getaway, because it does sound like a good holiday to me. Hey, my name's Daryl Ong, keeping you company tonight, and coming up soon, we have the rocking sounds of Fuzz. We also have the new one from Ty Seagal, and also a classic by Broken Social Scene. But before that, let's wind it down with what, in my opinion, is one of the best albums of 2017, Antisocialites from Always, spelled with two V's instead of a W because, you know, it's 2018. Frontman Molly Ranklin, she's a great singer. Her hypnotic voice gets me with every listen, soothing but commanding at the same time. Check it out for yourselves. This is Always and the track Dreams Tonight. Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9.
Rode here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic hour.
BFM 89.9, that was the haunting sounds of Japanese Breakfast and the track Diving Woman. Japanese Breakfast is helmed by Michelle Zoner, who also fronts indie rock band Little Big League. That track was taken off her sophomore album, Soft Sounds from Another Planet, released last year. Basically how she got onto this project and how she left Little Big League. She moved back to her childhood home in Oregon, where she was going through a bout of depression. And as a result, the music she recorded and the music she wrote, this album kind of plays out like a personal diary. You have tracks singing about marriage, relationships, band member breakups, bunch of things, even a fictional account of falling in love with a robot. So you know, you can't get bored with this album. A great listen for a rainy day, in my opinion. My name's Daryl Ong, you tune in to The Muddy Confluence. Coming in soon, we have new tracks from the likes of Stephen Malmquist and The Jigs. We have a new one from Ty Siegel and many more. Do stick around, this is BFM 89.9.
Brewing Financial Minds, BFM 89.9.
FM 89.9, you're back on the Muddy Confluence, and that was the latest from Stephen Malmquist and the Jigs. It's a track called Shiggy, and the track that will be off their forthcoming album that they announced last week. And in an interview, Stephen Malmquist actually said that this is the album that made the band struggle with their indie rock legacy and also in between renewing their sound. And as it turns out, this new album is common ground, innovative, while holding on to the indie rock essence. Can't wait for it. It's called Sparkle Heart, and it'll drop via Domino Records on May the 18th. So do mark your calendars down. You tune into The Muddy Confluence. My name's Daryl Ong. Do remember that everything you've been listening to on tonight's show will be up on our website. Just head over to www.pfm.my/muddy. Alright, in now, some music from Alalas, taken from their second album, Worship the Sun, an album that's a result of their fusion of West Coast garage rock and roll, Latin percussion and electric folk. Here's the Alalas and First Gallery, right here on the Muddy Confluence. Enjoy, BFM 89.9. FM 89.9, you tune into the Muddy Confluence. My name's Daryl Ong, and it has been a real pleasure keeping you company this evening. I see so far in today's show, we heard the likes of the new one from MGMT, heard some Gold Class, heard some Mile High Club, Always, Japanese Breakfast, and just before the break, Alalas. Now, we're on to everyone's favorite garage rock musician. I'm generalizing, of course. Ty Segall, from his latest album, Freedom Goblin, dropped in January, and it's a massive 19-track album, clocking in at over 75 minutes. And here's one of my favorite cuts of that, a cover of a 1978 hit by Hot Chocolate. Here's Ty Segall and Everyone's a Winner. Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9. Enjoy this next one. We'll be right back. Fuzzy Tunes from Fuzz, and that was the track What's In My Head on BFM 89.9. You have been tuning into the Muddy Confluence. We're down to one more for the night, but if you'd like to check out the podcast and the playlist, do head over to our website www.bfm.my/muddy. If you'd like to tweet us, you can do it at PFM Radio, and also don't forget to download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Dara Ong. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to end off, of course, with a classic one. Broken Social Scene. They ended their 7-year hiatus with a great album last year, Huck of Thunder. But you know what? I'm going to throw us back to a classic. One from 2002's You Forgot It in People. Ending off tonight's episode of the Muddy Confluence. Here's Broken Social Scene and Stars and Suns. Good night, everyone.